Gallants attend and hear a friend trill forth harmonious ditty. Strange things I'll tell which late befell in Philadelphia city. 'Twas early day, as poets say, just as the sun was rising. A soldier stood on a log of wood and saw a sight surprising. As in a maze he stood to gaze, the truth can't be denied, sir. He spied a score of kegs or more come floating down the tide, sir. A sailor, too, in jerkin blue, this strange appearance viewing, first damned his eyes in great surprise, then said, "Some mischief's brewing. These kegs now hold the rebels bold, packed up like pickled herring, and they're come down to attack the town in this new way of ferrying." The soldier flew, the sailor too, and scared almost to death, sirs, wore out their shoes to spread the news, and ran till out of breath, sirs. Sir William, he snug as a flea, lay all this time a-snoring, nor dreamed of harm as he lay warm in bed with Mrs. Loring. Now in a fright he starts upright, awaked by all the clatter. He rubs both eyes and boldly cries, "For God's sake, what's the matter?" At his bedside he then espied Sir Erskine in command, sir. Upon one foot he had a boot and t'other in his hand, sir. "Arise, arise," Sir Erskine cries, "the rebels, more's the pity, without a boat are all afloat and ranged before the city. The motley crew in vessels new, with Satan for their guide, sir, packed up in bags or wooden kegs, come driving down the tide, sir. Prepare, therefore, for bloody war. These kegs must all be routed, or surely we despised shall be, and British courage doubted. The royal band now ready stand, all ranged in dread array, sir, with stomach stout to see it out and make a bloody day, sir. The small arms roar from shore to shore, the cannon make a rattle. Since wars began, I'm sure no man e'er saw so strange a battle. The rebel dales, the rebel vales, with rebel echoes sounded. The rebel woods, the hills and floods, with rebel trees surrounded. The fish below swam to and fro, attacked from every quarter. Why, sure, thought they, the devil's to pay amongst folks above the water. Those kegs, 'tis said, though stoutly made of rebel staves and hoops, sir, could not oppose their powerful foes, the conquering British troops, sir. From morn to night these men of might displayed amazing courage, and when the sun was fairly down, retired to sup their porridge. 100 men, with each a pen or more, upon my word, sir, it is most true, would be too few their valor to record, sir. Such feats did they perform that day against those wicked kegs, sir, that years to come, if they get home, they'll make their boasts and brags, sir.